everything Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU Insider standing by. I want to get his thoughts on Coach Smith's first spring event, the showcase, tomorrow at Spartan Stadium. How you doing, Comp?
Hey, great, Bill. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're a Lions fan, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I like the Lions from a casual standpoint. I'm not an expert on roster building at that level by any means. But, yeah, I've enjoyed the Lions over the decades. Yeah, I'm a Lions fan.
Right, I don't want to ask you any football-related, but have you seen the new jerseys, the black, the Honolulu blue, and the white?
I did, and I didn't have any really strong opinions on them. I like how one of the jerseys says Detroit on the front. I think that's new. Have they done that in the past?
No, it said Lions before. I noticed that yesterday when I was talking to Dan Miller, voice of the Lions. I do like that.
Yeah, aside from the color schemes and color combinations, that's all cool and everything. I like that Detroit on the front. That's new, and I like that. I mean, Detroit is, those of us in the state of Michigan, we you know, there's some pride for the state of Detroit and the comeback that city's had, and it's always been tough. And there's something about putting that on the front of a football jersey that I really like.
Jim Comperoni, he likes Michigan State, SpartanMeg.com. Okay, spring ball will conclude tomorrow for Spartan fans going to East Lansing. Weather's supposed to be close to 50, some sunshine, good day for football. What can they expect?
It's going to be 10 minutes. There's going to be 10-minute quarters, running time, scrimmaging. There's not enough depth on the offensive line to divide the roster into two competitive teams. So you'll see some first string against first string defense, first string offense against second string defense, and vice versa, and some twos versus twos. I think the more meaningful reps will be one.
Does he keep bumping his phone? I think he does. Did he do that last time? I think he's moving his phone around like his, and you hit it with your chin. Will you call him back? I'm doing a live statewide show on 19 stations. I got to talk about the Michigan State spring game, the Michigan spring game tomorrow. I got Graham Couch later. Opinion maker for the Lansing State Journal, Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com. We got the draft is 6 days away. We got our huge 313 draft party at the Caucus Club. If you want to win tickets, we got 5-pair VIP passes. Go to Ad Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I think Comp is back. How you doing, buddy?
I'm okay, Bill. I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you get disconnected. What's he doing? What are you doing? What's he doing? No, what's he doing? Are you hanging up on him? That's twice. Dial him on another number. I just got a text from somebody on the Roast Umber text chain. The dial tone sounds better than your huge opinions. Okay, we now play Comp. Are you bumping it with your chin maybe? You holding the phone?
I think so. I think we're okay now.
Okay, we're okay. Good. Don't worry. I went off on Superfly. I blamed him for hanging up on you. Okay.
No, but as far as what we'll see in the scrimmage, Aiden Childs, the quarterback, a transfer from Oregon State, all kinds of talent, live arm, good foot speed, had some experience this year as a true freshman at Oregon State. You know, Bill, I've been around here for 3.5 decades watching practice, and there's been some good quarterbacks that have come through Michigan State, some NFL quarterbacks, but in terms of a freshman, I don't think I've ever seen a more talented freshman at Michigan State at the quarterback position. That does not guarantee he's going to be good at the college level. You still have to make reads as a quarterback, but the arm and the accuracy and the talent, I think you'll see it on Saturday. I think Michigan State fans will be interested to see what he looks like. The defense has been ahead of the offense thus far in the spring, so I'm not sure what the pass protection is going to look like. I'm not sure how well the wide receivers are going to do in terms of getting open, but the quarterback skill and talent is really good on this freshman, has a lot to learn, a lot to show, but that's going to be an interesting thing for fans to get a first look at in terms of being there in person, seeing him in person. He's a talented quarterback.
My intel tells me that people who have seen practices, people connected to the program, that Chiles might be the best dual threat quarterback that's ever put on a Michigan State uniform.
I would not dispute that. That could be the case. And I tell you what, Bill, I'm kind of expecting that to be the case. I want to be hesitant about the hype. You know, the hype can get out of control, and sometimes it's not fair to a young athlete. But in terms of dual threat capabilities, Drew Stanton ended up being really good. He didn't come to Michigan State regarded as a runner. And in the NFL, he was more of a statue in the pocket. But when he was 21, 22 years old, he had some really good running ability. He was a really good dual threat quarterback. He was kind of awkward in his own way, but effective. The bad thing about Stanton is he never played on a team that had a good defense, so they never won a lot of games. But in terms of dual threat capability and kind of an awkward way, Drew Stanton is probably the standard. This guy's a completely different look to him in terms of being a smooth athlete. Drew Stanton was athletic, but it wasn't very smooth at times. This guy's smooth, arm strength, quickness. You know, he had some plays last year for Oregon State, zone read option, keeper, good acceleration. How much do they do that this year? Do they want to keep him healthy? Remains to be seen. But yes, in terms of dual talent quarterback position, as you know, I've been here a long time, and just off the cuff, from the jump, we haven't seen anyone like him at Michigan State. Aiden Chiles has some talent.
I made the prediction a month ago on air. I think when spring ball started, a couple weeks in when I got some of that intel, I think Aiden Chiles will be all Big Ten at quarterback when the season's over come December. Michigan State will be a bowl team. I'm going to go 6-6 minimum. Could be an 8-4 team next year. I think quarterback triggers an entirely different season. I think the guys he's brought in who know his system, I think Coach Smith has pushed every button the right way. He's a football guy. I know they haven't played any games, but you have a quarterback, you can do some damage, maybe kind of like a right now poor man's Jaden Daniels type quarterback like he was at Arizona State, where he had three offensive coordinators and Herm Edwards didn't know anything about using him the right way, and Brian Kelly did and made him a Heisman winner at LSU. But Chiles, I think, will be the real deal. The question is beyond the quarterback, and you mentioned not enough offensive linemen even to have, you know, a draft and have two teams in that scrimmage tomorrow to wrap up spring in East Lansing. Where are, beyond QB, what would you list as concern areas for Coach Smith and Michigan State football, and what areas may they have some depth?
Depth, you know, the defensive front seven. The coaches on the record and off the record are, you know, kind of been saying that the defensive front seven has been, you know, better than what they expected. And that part's been playing pretty well this spring. The linebacker positions were terribly thin last year by the end of the season. This year, you got Jordan Hall coming back as a sophomore, Cal Halliday coming back 10 pounds lighter, moving better in a scheme it's a one-gapping scheme that, you know, reduces the reads. You just have a gap you move with. You shoot the gap. It might play to his abilities a little bit more. Jordan Turner's coming in from Wisconsin, former starter, good inside linebacker. Wayne Matthews is a guy that's done well. They're excited about a transfer from Old Dominion. Put up big numbers as an inside linebacker at Old Dominion last year. So, you know, Darius Snow is still around. There's five capable inside linebackers for two positions. There's going to be a rotation there behind what was going to be a pretty good defensive line. Now, I put an asterisk on that now because yesterday Simeon Barrow entered the transfer portal. Now, Simeon Barrow's defensive tackle started for 3 years, 2.5 years, has not been on the field, has not been in the pads this spring, played through some injuries the past 2 years, remains to be seen, you know, how much mileage he has left in the tank, but there's a lot of schools in the SEC that are looking for defensive tackles. Defensive tackles are a rare earth commodity. It's a supply and demand situation. It's a short supply of defensive tackles nationwide, and there's a lot of demand. And in this era of NIL and paying players and transfer portal, you better keep an eye on your defensive tackles because people are coming after them. Well, Simeon Barrow, a native of Georgia, has been in the portal three times. He's come back twice, but I think he's going now. So that hurts the Michigan State defensive front seven, which has looked good this spring. You take him out of there, that jostles things up a little bit. In terms of weaknesses, offensive line's a big question mark. Tanner Miller's coming in as a new center, transfers from Oregon State, second team, all Pac-12. He's a good leader in there. He's going to do pretty well. Geno Vandermark, right guard, pretty good one. Aside from that, you know, Brandon Baldwin's a returning left tackle starter. He's had some ups and downs. He needs to take a step in his development. And, you know, there's other ones that are kind of unproven. So offensive line is something I think you're going to see Michigan State back in the transfer portal here as the transfer portal window in the spring continues.
Jim Combroni, SpartanMag.com. You can follow everything leading up to, during, and after Michigan State's first spring game under Coach Jonathan Smith tomorrow. I think 2 o'clock, 12:15, gates will open up at Spartan Stadium. 2 o'clock tomorrow, that showcase, they're calling it, will take place. Comp, we'll talk Monday, look back on what you liked and didn't like from the first view of the Spartan offense, defense, and special teams.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Bill. Have a great weekend.